What about if you unplug yourself from the system that needs your hunger to make the millions of dollars that it makes? And what about if just for that one meal you were to say, no, I'm in control now, and I'm going to say no to this food. And instead, you know what I do? You're looking at it. I make my little thing of tea, and I just drink green tea all morning long, all through lunch, because what your food, what your stomach really wants is your stomach just wants to feel warmth.
Are you ready to uncover your highest purpose, passion, and potential in life? Then you should know the keys to achieving your heart's desires are already in you. Do you have a dream to get in better shape, heal relationships, or even create true financial freedom? Whatever it is, understand that the keys to achieving your heart's desires are already in you. If you're ready to unlock your greatest potential, erase limiting beliefs, and be guided on the journey of creating your dream life, then you're in the right place. This is The Higher Self with your host, Danny Morrell.
Hey friends, on this week's episode of The Higher Self, I realize so many of you are reaching out to ask, what should my morning routine look like? And I take you back to a moment at Awaken in San Diego where I shared a little bit about what I do on a daily basis and how it's helped me. Now, I want to warn you, okay? There's a lot of energy in this video because it is live, right? And so in many ways, it's a little intense and it might challenge you. And yet I think at the same time, it might help you. So this week, we're going to be talking about the morning routine, some things that you can do to improve your health, to improve your awareness, and to improve your overall energy and well-being. Enjoy.
And I already know, like, I already know the story. I already know what it looks like. I see the people. I see my kids. I just see the whole thing. I see my health, my body. I see the impact that we're having. I see all of you. I see all of your family. I see the retreat centers. I see the world changing because of the work that we do. I literally know we're going to change the world. We're already changing the world just being in this room, you know? What do you see? And you just got to see it and feel it and just give yourself the time and the space to see it and feel it, right? Because the more that you see it and the more that you feel it, the more likely you are to attract it. And then number three, and this is a big one, okay? I get up and then I go in the shower before I do any physical activity and I take a cold shower. And I'm going to tell you why taking a cold shower is so important. I take a cold shower because it changes the temperature within your body. I take a cold shower because my mind does not want to do it. So right away, I am teaching myself who is in charge because my mind has this story about the cold. Oh, I don't want to do it. It's cold. Oh my God. Blah, blah, blah. Yes or no, right? This is why we have a hard time controlling our mind. So guess what I do? I'm going to make the decision to go into the cold shower and I'm going to picture Mother Earth as if I was under a waterfall, washing away all impurities from my body. And that's what I envision and that's what I picture. And is it cold? Yeah, it's cold, but I block my mind. I go into a meditation. I'm not the greatest at this, but sometimes I stand on this thing called a Life Pro and it shakes me up and it wakes me up before I go on my walk and my workout. And then I stand, there's these bed of needles that I have that hurt like a mofo, but I stand on there and I try to like eliminate the pain. I stand on there for as long as I can. And then I grab the wall and I go, ay, ay, and I get off the wall and then I put my shoes on and then I go for a walk. As I'm going for a walk, I take a picture of myself. Who's in launch or leverage? Raise your hands. Take a picture of myself. Oh, look at all of you guys. This is our community that we're building, that we've built. And by the way, we've got another community that we're being built for the public who's not in real estate. If you're in real estate, you really should be in launch or leverage, quite frankly. But we all take a picture of each other and we message it to each other for accountability. Just so that, like, it's just this vibe. It's this energy. It's this beautiful energy where everybody feels like we're a part of something and everybody's on the same mission. You know what I'm saying? And so we all go out on our walk and we all go and we do our thing, right? And then we come back and I don't eat. Because listen to this. Who feels like I could do that? Raise your hands. Yes. Everybody here could do that. You could be a woman. You could be a man. You could be out of shape. You could be in shape. That's what makes it doable. That's what makes it duplicatable. Every single human here could do that. Now watch. If you did that every morning and you started changing your body temperature and you go out and you go for a walk, right? Not a strenuous workout, a walk. You could just go 20 minutes out, 20 minutes back and turn around. That's what I do with my dog. I go to 20 minutes, I turn around and I go 20 minutes right back to the door. This is it. I don't overcomplicate it. I walk the same thing. And I walk with the trees and the people and they're walking by. I say, I love you. 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 And that's it. And I come back, right? So if I could do that, you could do that. Now watch this. Would your life change after the course of 1 year? Hang on. If you did that every day, This is very little effort, by the way. If you did that every day, and when you got back, your body is used to doing what? Give me food. And you said, the same way I told my mind no to the cold water is the same way I'm going to tell my body no to the food right now. I'm in control. Can I ask you guys a question? How many humans you know that live their life like that? Say none. Well, do you see the outcome? Look at how much illness there is. Look at how much stress there is. Look at how much disease there is. Yes or yes? Yeah. It's because humans haven't been taught this stuff. And if you had the audacity to just go out there and do that to yourself, and some of you are thinking, well, what about if I get hungry? What if I get hungry? What about if I get hungry? What about if you master hunger? What about if you unplug yourself from the system that needs your hunger to make the millions of dollars that it makes? And what about if just for that one meal, you were to say, no, I'm in control now. And I'm going to say no to this food. And instead, you know what I do? You're looking at it. I make my little thing of tea and I just drink green tea all morning long, all through lunch, because what your food, what your stomach really wants is your stomach just wants to feel warmth. That's all it wants. If you give your stomach warmth, the hunger goes away like that. So I just drink my little tea and I sip on it and that's it. I'm not hungry. That's the magic. And you guys see me on the calls every Monday, I just sip on my tea and that's it. And then you get to lunch. And what if your lunch now became your break fast, your breakfast, your breaking your fast? And instead of breaking your fast with eggs and bacon, which is all stuff that sits in your stomach, what if you broke it with a juice? What if you broke it with a smoothie? Not the smoothie. Don't go to the stores. All of that is garbage. But it says it's healthy. No, they're about making money. Did you pick the fruits? No, so you don't know the ingredients. So what if you go to the store and in the money that you used to spend on the eggs and the bacon, you upgrade and you get organic vegetables? Coño, your life will change. And you just get organic vegetables and organic fruits. And maybe you put in a banana with some organic almond milk with a scoop of protein and some dates and you make it delicious. So you look forward to it. And maybe you get a handful of organic walnuts and organic almonds and some pecans and some organic blueberries and you eat. Who could do this? Raise your hands. Every single human being here could do that. You tell me, how would you feel? Because now you fasted. Let's say you had dinner at 8 o'clock. Count 9, 10, 11, 12, plus all the way through 12 the next day, 13, 14, 16 hour fast like that, just by skipping one meal. Who could do this? Raise your hands. If you did this, do you think those extra pounds that you've been trying to lose forever, but that you can't lose, which is why all the supplement companies and all these, you know what, make money off of you because they tap into that pain that you feel because you're tried everything, but it won't go away. Would it go away? Yes or no? I guarantee it'll go away because your body is working already. You're just depriving it of what you've been used to giving it. You're missing that one meal and you're shifting it to lunch and you're eating healthy organic food. And then from lunch to dinner, maybe you have a little snack. You tell me, what would you snack on? Pepitos taquitos? No, no. Jimmy's soul food? No. What would you do? Some almonds, an apple, some pistachios, some what? Some bananas, something good, something healthy. And then you get to dinner. And you know how, listen, especially for you men, stop this notion, especially for you Hispanic men, that you don't cook. Stop that. So stupid. Cook. It's your body. Like Claudia and the kids come over all the time. You want me to cook? I'll cook. And I hook it up. Yes or no? You be quiet. Yes or no? Claudia, yes or no? I hook it up. They don't just back you up. You know what I'm saying? You're on stage, you know, you're talking all this smack and they would just back you up. You would think, Brian, that they would just back you up. But no, they have to make it difficult. So then what could be dinner? Write it down. Here, I'll give it to you. How about a nice piece of salmon? How about a nice steak? How about some nice chicken if you want to? But that you inspect it, that you are conscious of, that if you're only going to eat animal in the evening, then you are going to give yourself the best piece of animal. Let me ask you a question. If you started caring about yourself so much that you carefully inspected everything that went in your body, would your life change, yes or no? Yes. Would your relationship change or no? Yes. If you respect yourself, will people start respecting you, yes or no? Would your money change, yes or no? There you go, awaken your highest self.
A friendly reminder that as you hear and listen to these incredible stories of transformation in our podcast, what's drawing you and what's connecting to your heart and making you feel what you feel when you hear them is your future self. Because what you're actually listening to is your story. It's your story of transformation. After all, we're all one.
So anything that someone else experiences resonates with you because you probably have experienced it as well. A breakthrough that someone else experiences is probably resonating with you because it's the breakthrough that you're ready to have yourself. All you need is a little bit of guidance and a little bit of courage to accept the guidance. And so we want to invite you to visit our website on morelglobal.com and click on the button that says help me with, and you'll see how we can help you in either your business development or your personal development.